Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Love hearing the communication, huh? Second and 13. Allen bouncing, firing, intercepted. Underneath, Jones comes to get it. And he's tackled at the 13-yard line. Three Buffalo turnovers tonight. Pressure right at him. He gets rid of it, and it's caught. What a play to Diggs for the first down across the 40-yard line. Drake May, what a play. Wow.
You have to be kidding me.
From 52 for the lead. Right down the middle. Borregales nails it, and the Patriots take the lead with 15 seconds remaining. No time left on the clock. And the last of the unbeatens has fallen in the NFL. The Bills have lost at home, and the New England Patriots let everybody know they are here.
Time now for the Christian Arcan Show.
Yo, it's all over again.
On WEEI.
Good evening, welcome in. It's the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. We are live in our Brighton studios. We are powered by Verizon, and we are here for...
I gotta say it was a good day.
A good day, good night, a good time. Joe Braverman, we're here for 1 hour. We're here until 7 o'clock, and we will be going on to Monday Night Football right after that. Pretty good Monday Night matchup tonight. You got the Chiefs, you got the Jaguars, so keep it right here on WEEI all evening long.
And one of us will be listening because someone may have a rooting interest in that so they can stay alive in their survivor pool.
Oh, is that now, Mr. That now? Well, I got bad news for you because if it's a survivor pool, I'd imagine you took the Chiefs. And tonight, I believe, is going to be much like yesterday was the Drake May coming out party. You're going to see the Travis Hunter coming out party tonight against the Chiefs. You watch. You watch. He's going to have a pick six. He's going to have like a nasty touchdown catch. He's going to be all over the place.
Tell us you went to Colorado without saying you went to Colorado.
I just appreciate a good football player, that's all. Anyways, speaking of appreciating good football players, what you just heard there, a very well put together montage by our good friend Joe Braverman, is just a couple of clips, some of the clips from that Patriots-Bills game. The biggest win of the last however many years, I've heard that debated all day, how big of a win this was. I think it was a very big win. I think it's as big of a win as they've had since maybe that... Maybe that second game, remember that Seahawks game with Cam Newton where he threw for like 500 yards? It wasn't 500 yards. It was like 300-something yards.
And it was fourth and goal or whatever, and they went with like the 40th QB draw drawn up for him.
Now, what's funny is they lost that game, right? Then they lose that game, but it was considered still like a big deal. And this was obviously better than that because they won the game. There was some wins in Mac Jones's rookie year that I think you could look at and say, oh, yeah, those were pretty important at the time. When they happened, you sort of looked at them, the Dallas game and some of the other ones, and thought, all right, maybe you really got something here. There were points in the season. Ryan Clark was calling Bill Belichick God again. I mean, that was there were moments in that season where I think everybody was convinced that Belichick was about to reclaim the throne. But in terms of since then, since that era, since the new, like 2020 to 2021, the COVID era, basically, those 2 years, I'd say this is right up there. I'd say this one is right up there. And it's not even just so much that you have now developed a franchise quarterback, which I believe that you have. I don't think that's proven yet, but I believe you have. I know a lot of people around here certainly do. And I was not very quick to jump on that bandwagon. I think that there's still some steps he has to take before he becomes it. But I think he's on the path and, you know, barring some sort of horrible thing that happens, I think that that's the path he'll be on. He'll be on the path to franchise quarterback, and the Patriots are going to be happy about that. And they should be happy also, not just that they have this very talented young player, but the fact that they beat Buffalo really as a team. And I hate to put it in those terms because it's kind of cliche, a little cheesy, but they really, really did. You look all up and down that roster, and you see people who contributed in that win, people who had tough starts and then redeemed themselves. I mean, it was really a all-around, like, just a feel-good kind of game. I felt really good after that game. I think everybody, after they watched it, we watched them win the other, you know, last week against Miami, and that was important because they never win in Miami, like, ever. But I felt a million times better after that one. I mean, it's Buffalo. They're undefeated. It's Josh Allen. He's the best quarterback. It's prime time. It's all of those things. But it also had a little bit of everything. It had a little bit of everything from each one of these people, from Drake May to Steph Diggs, who we have to talk about. I saw a couple of – I didn't realize this about Steph Diggs. Steph Diggs only played 30% of the snaps yesterday. Think about that. It seemed like he was on the field constantly. It seemed like he was on the field the entire game making plays, didn't it? He was on the field for 30% of the snaps. He was targeted 12 times and had 10 receptions. They had no prayer against them. I don't know what they were even trying to do. I thought at some point there was going to be a double team, or they were going to adjust the defense or do something to try and put some attention on him, because it's not like anybody else was really hurting him that much. Diggs was doing what he's done in his other stops. But I think that one big difference here is that Drake May has been begging for a guy like this. Drake May, I know he hasn't been here that long, but I think based off of last year and probably observing the Mac Jones experience from afar, I mean, I'm sure he looked into that and thought, boy, you know, he didn't have much of a shot here either with the people they put around him. Mac Jones never had a Steph Diggs. And frankly, I didn't think Steph Diggs was going to be even close to this. I didn't even think he'd be ready to play. You know, I thought at this point in the season, he'd be working his way back to football activities maybe. And you might see him by the trade deadline in week 8. But now, I mean, he started week 1, and now he is a weapon in the league again. I mean, he's a force here with Drake May. And I think that all of the fears that we may have had about Diggs, he's going to want the ball too much. If he doesn't get it, he's going to pout. He's going to be bad for Drake May, this, that, whatever. These were all concerns I had. I think a lot of people had these concerns.
I heard about it.
I heard about it, too. We all heard about how he was in Buffalo with Josh Allen, who, by the way, got him the ball a lot, all right? Josh Allen was not shy about getting the ball to Steph Diggs. Steph Diggs was getting all sorts of targets, and he still wasn't happy with it. So that watching that deteriorate and watching that break down as it did in real time, and we all sort of saw it, and there was probably more to it than that, but that seemed to be the big issue, is that he wasn't getting the ball enough. Well, listen, they keep connecting like this. He'll keep getting the ball. And you can tell Drake May feels comfortable with him. He feels comfortable going to him in intermediate routes, extending the play and looking for him downfield. He's great at getting open in those situations. They spotlighted it a couple times in the NBC broadcast, him sort of running these figure eights, trying to get open while May was busting out of the pocket on broken plays, which led to one of the best plays Drake May has ever made. I mean, that bomb to Diggs on the rollout was incredible. What a throw. Oh, was that a great throw? It was a great catch. It was a great play. Diggs with a toe tap on the sideline. I mean, he was everywhere.
You have to be kidding me.
He was everywhere. He was vintage Steph Diggs, and he has been for 2 weeks now. Okay, so listen, expecting him to come back and be playing at this level, I didn't think was ever really a possibility, let alone at this point in the season after coming back, after rushing back from a torn ACL. And yet here he is, proving everybody wrong, proving everybody who doubted him, you're wrong. It took me a couple of weeks to get going with this kid here, but now here we are. And look, I'm back. I'm back, and I'm doing it again. Now, defenses are going to adjust to him. I don't know why Buffalo didn't, but other defenses are going to. And when they do, the Patriots are going to have to figure out exactly how they're going to attack these defenses without having that safety blanket. But for now, I think it's so important for Drake May to have a guy like him. I think it's so important. oh, man, you know, you sort of weep for these other quarterbacks who didn't get it and just feel great. I feel great for Drake May. I feel great that he has a playmaking wide receiver who's a veteran, who's been around the block. I loved what Diggs was doing before the game, too. Leading the cheer and everything, like, that was great. He was really pumping them up. That meant a lot to him. You could tell that game meant a lot to him. And him winning that game in the way that they did, I think is going to mean a lot to him in terms of what this season's going to be and maybe his career with the Patriots. You got it, Joe?
Lean on your brother. Play for your brother. We all we got, we all we need. Play hard, play smart. Offense, that's going to be us. Defense, special teams, if they don't got a blue jersey on, take that. Dang on three, 1, 2, 3.
Tremendous. 10 catches on 30 snaps, 12 targets. I mean, he tore them to shreds. There's no way. You know, and listen, Buffalo's defense isn't great, all right? They've had other games where they've given up points, but I wasn't sure that the Patriots were going to be one of those teams to take advantage of it in Buffalo, on their home turf where everything gets cranked up a little bit, and you know that they're trying to protect that streak. As incredible as I thought the Drake May, Steph Diggs experience was, I feel like people are talking about this game in a way that's sort of betraying the real story here, the main story, which is not necessarily that Drake May and Diggs are connected. I mean, that's a great story. It sure is. But you look at this particular game, in Buffalo against the Bills, against Josh Allen, two things happened, okay? The Patriots scored 23 points. And that's, listen, I'm thrilled. It was enough to win the game. The Buffalo Bills scored 20 points, okay? You know what the Buffalo Bills have been scoring for points this year? The Patriots, in their losses, lost 20-13 and 21-14. They beat the Dolphins, they scored 33. They beat the Panthers, they scored 42. Against the Bills, they scored 23 points. So, listen, I mean, it's a bit of a range there, right? The Buffalo Bills, in the prior four games of which they were undefeated, won 41-40, 30-10, 31-21, and 31-19. The Patriots' defense held them to 20 points on their home field and kept them out of the end zone for an entire half. That, I think, if, you know, like, that to me is a much bigger deal in some ways. And I'm not talking about for the future of the team and the long term and the long run and all that. I'm just talking about this one particular game. What made that game special? What made that game special? Diggs and May had the great highlights, and May stiff-arming Jones and then throwing that ball to Diggs in the fourth. That was one of the best plays I've ever seen. That was awesome. Oh, did I love that play. I watched that play over and over and over again. I watched every angle of that play. I had the All-22. I subscribed to All-22 just to watch that. I'm just kidding. I didn't do that. I don't even know how to subscribe to the All-22. And even if I did, I'd probably never use it. But either way, I watched lots of different replays of that play. That play was awesome. And that was really, really awesome. He looked like Cam Newton on that play. He looked like Newton or Roethlisberger or Josh Allen. I mean, any of those guys. Like, he really did. He looked like one of those guys. Jones had him by the collar. He's dragging with all three. He gets to his knees, all 300 plus pounds of him, pulling him down, and he's just holding them off like he's his little brother. Oh, that was incredible. What a moment. You know, like, I know kids today love talking about aura and all that. There was aura in that play. You know what I mean? Like, that was an aura type of play. That was one of those plays you're going to watch in slow motion on, like, an intro to NFL film someday or something. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those type of plays. With one of those, you know, that music playing in the background.
It's gonna be a slow down intro to the next Madden game.
Yeah.
Being like, this is where great moments happen.
Drake May is, if he's ever on the cover of Madden, I guarantee you're right. In the opening sequence, when you first boot the game up, that's going to be the first thing you see. Because it was that kind of play. And that was great. And those highlights, I think, should be, spread far and wide, and they are today. Everybody loves the Patriots today. Everybody loves the Patriots today. But in all that Patriot love, it's all going to the offense. And I think that the defense holding Buffalo to 20 points in Buffalo deserves way, way more credit than it's getting. Way more. Now, whose fault is that? I don't know. I mean, you know, you sort of look at who was out there. Marcus Jones with the interception. Christian Gonzalez on that last drive. Oh, my God. First of all, that play to get Coleman at the back of the end zone, and to get back and recover on that play on a great throw there from Allen, but it was just a little high. And then that last one where he closed in at the last moment and knocked it away from Samuel. Tremendous, tremendous coverage. And Marcus Jones's interception going lateral to pick it off. Everybody contributed something, it seemed like. Almost every, you know, even Stevenson after he fumbled, scored a couple of touchdowns. Stevenson's line was bizarre. He had a very bizarre stat line, if you look at it. It was sort of, remember Pop Douglas in week one, where he had like negative 2 yards on a bunch of catches and like
but
one
he had
touchdown
a
somehow? That's sort of what you had here with Rhamondre. Seven carries, 14 yards, which for you math majors out there is 2 yards per carry and two touchdowns. What? Okay, I guess that's a stat line, and it's good, as I heard Jones say earlier today, if you had him in fantasy. But I mean, you know, you want a little bit more production from your running back, and I don't want to stop the party quite yet. All right, I'll have time for that later on in the program. I don't want to stop the party quite yet, but I do think that it's important to look at this defense and recognize that they're for real. I think this was as much of a coming out party for the defense as it was for Drake May and Steph Diggs and Josh McDaniels and everybody on the offense. I really do. I think they were playing with confidence. They were playing with swagger at the end of that game. Gonzalez is an island. I mean, he is an island back there. There's no question about it. They are different without him. And when he's out there playing, that defense and that secondary is really, really dangerous. And I don't think there's any way to deny that now. He elevates everybody else. And when you take away whoever it is that they put them on, it cuts the field down and it makes everybody else's life easier. He's that much of an impact corner. And you saw it. I mean, you saw it in that game. You saw it down the stretch. He's clutch. It was really great. And I think that, you know, I was listening to DeFizzi and Hart today and obviously last night on Six Rings late into the night. And they were pointing out the fact that you had your recent draft picks out there balling out at the end of that game. Drake May, Gonzalez. I thought Will Campbell had a great game. You know, like it was very, very good. It was a very good showing and the type of game that I think you all are going to be looking at and we're all going to be looking at whatever happens down the stretch here and saying, yep, that was the moment. That was the point where we all sort of knew that we were seeing something that could potentially be special. And I think that if they stay on this track and, you know, stay relatively healthy, because no one ever stays totally healthy, then this could be a potentially special season. I said before the game on Football Sunday, and it was early in the morning, so I may have been a little delirious, but I said if they win this game, which I didn't think they were going to do, I thought they'd cover, I didn't think they'd win. I said if they win this game, I think they'll be a playoff team. If they do, then look at the rest of their schedule. Look at the next few games. It's really soft. Like, they have to play the Cleveland defense. That's not going to be any fun. All right, Graham and Garrett up the middle, that's going to, you know, you're going to have to really bring the ruckus there up front. But other than that, you have got some pretty easy games. You have got some pretty soft cream puffs in that schedule. And I think there's no reason why the Patriots now, if they've shown they can beat Buffalo in Buffalo, there's no reason why they can't run roughshod over the rest of the schedule, if they're for real. And I think that defense yesterday, last night for sure, proved that they are. The offense, great step in the right direction. The defense, I think, proved something last night. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Here's Joe Braverman. He's going to get you caught up on what's trending. We'll come back and get to your phone calls right here on the Christian Arcan Show.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The Pats are back home after their impressive 23-20 Sunday night football win over the Bills in Buffalo. They improved to 3-2 on the season, the first time they have won back-to-back games in nearly 3 years. It wasn't all good news, though. Running back Antonio Gibson suffered a torn ACL on a kickoff play that will end his season. That was first reported by Adam Schefter. The Pats now begin prep on their Week 6 matchup in New Orleans with the Saints this Sunday at 1 p.m. Meanwhile, Week 5 wraps up in the NFL with the Chiefs traveling to face the Jaguars. You can listen to Westwood One's coverage of Monday Night Football right here on 93.7 WEEI-FM, beginning at 7 p.m. following the Christian Arcan Show. Red Sox had their end-of-season press conference with Alex Cora, Craig Breslow, and Sam Kennedy this morning. Breslow announced that catcher Carlos Narvaez is having surgery this week to clean up a meniscus injury he suffered during the year. Meanwhile, the NLDS, both series resumes tonight. Two game twos on the docket. The Dodgers and the Phillies are just getting underway. They are in the middle of the first scoreless. And later on tonight at 9:08, it'll be game two between the Cubs and the Brewers. LA and Milwaukee currently hold a 1-0 series lead. In Bruins news, Zdeno Chara's number 33 will be retired before the team's matchup with Seattle on January 15th. The former captain will be the 13th player in franchise history with his number retired. The Bees open their season Wednesday against the Capitals in Washington, D.C. The NHL season starts tomorrow with a triple header slate. And staying in the NHL, Oilers and Connor McDavid agreed to a two-year extension worth $12.5 million per year. McDavid was set to be a free agent after this season. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Stevenson remains the back. Five in the pattern, and Stevenson with the catch. And he loses the ball. And that has had a lot of fumbling problems. Bills come away with the ball in the hands of Terrell Bernard.
Run on the field is a catch and a fumble. Recovered by the defense. First down, Buffalo.
So ruled a fumble. And the problems continue for Stevenson. Antonio Gibson here for the Patriots. Big hit. And the ball's out. Big hit on special teams. As they're looking for the ball, the Patriots athletic training staff's coming out also.
Ramondre understands how critical the ball is. And, you know, but we've got to start putting that fire out and making sure that, you know, until we're back in the huddle, that ball remains in our possession. You know, whether that we're going down and we're close to the ground and, But we're going to need them all. We're going to need everybody, and we're going to need especially all the backs in that room to help us.
So, Christian Arcand Show, WEEI. And as great as that win was, I'm left with one big question with this offense, and that is, who are they going to be handing the ball off here to? What are they going to do? Are they going to just keep going with Stevenson? I know that he had the two touchdowns, and they were fine, okay? He got them. But another fumble. Gibson done for the year. And as a reliable, you know, change of pace back, I thought he was doing okay. I liked him on kick returns. He had a couple of nice plays in his time here. I had no problems with him. Stevenson, obviously, we had a much bigger problem with Stevenson, and Gibson did fumble on that. He tore his ACL, so I'm not going to beat him up too much for that one. But he did also fumble earlier in the year, and it's just been a problem with the running backs this year. And it was already a problem. And now it's a much more urgent problem because one of them's out. And you can't mask it anymore. Now you just got the two guys. You got Stevenson, you got Henderson, and then you got a big question mark. There is a running back on your practice squad. There are running backs on other practice squads over the, you know, across the league. There's also, and I haven't really seen anybody talk about this,
Marcus Jones, and not as an every down back by any means, okay? But like as maybe someone who lines up in the backfield once in a while, who you throw a screen to, and or, you know, he runs an out route or a wheel route, something like that. I don't know. But like, you know, like I just like James White, you know, you're not going to hand it off to him, but he's out there. A way to get him on the field, a way to use his speed. It's a thought. I mean, listen, I don't think it's the best idea in the world, but it's something you could do. Has there ever been a cornerback slash running back like since the 70s? Probably not. Probably not many. I would envision him using him like the way, remember Dexter McCutcheon with the Chiefs, and I think he played for the Titans, like a guy like that, you know, who's not
his
really.
His position was always wide receiver, comma, running back.
Slash halfback. Like, yeah, something like that. And it's, again, not going to be his full-time gig here or anything, but if you need a change of pay, if you need a third guy there, if Stevenson fumbles again and it's just Henderson and all of a sudden you're like, all right, well, now the rookie's got to run the ball every time and you need someone else to give the ball to. It's just a thought. I don't know. But that's really it. There's not a lot of other great options. There's not a lot of other good options. You look at the free agent market right now and it's guys like Zach Moss and Gus the Bus, and that's about it. I mean, there's not really too much else there. I think Jermichael Hasty maybe is on a practice squad somewhere. He's a name, at least, you know. And if you look around, you know, Amir Abdullah, I think, just signed with the Colts. Like, there's teams that have four or five running backs that you could probably pry one away with, like, a seventh, sixth round pick, something like that. But, again, I mean, this is what happens.
Well, you also have the issue of running backs are dropping like flies. Like the Chargers just put Omarion Hampton on injured reserve. You got DeMercado, who boneheadedly decided to fumble on the half yard line for the Cardinals. Like everyone,
that was unbelievable.
that was really insane.
Unbelievable. And then later that the one that bounced all around on the interception, and then that was a fun. I mean, did you see that one? That was incredible. I mean, that team, I thought they might win the West. I don't know. They might fire their coach and trade Kyler Murray if they keep going like that.
Who even knows what's going on with Arizona? But, like, just to summarize the point, every team is looking for the exact same thing that the Patriots are, running back help. So it's going to be hard to find them.
Yeah. There's a lot of teams that have four running backs. You can maybe try and get in there. One name that jumped out to me a little bit, on the Philadelphia Eagles, you got Saquon Barkley, you got A.J. Dillon, you got Will Shipley, and their fourth running back is Tank Bigsby. Remember Tank Bigsby? Remember when he ran all over you? It was 2 years ago with the Jaguars? Was that in the London game? I think it was.
Yeah, I want to say it was the London game because Etienne was hurt during that year.
He ran circles around that team in London. That was pretty bad. And that's really all I know about him. I don't really remember seeing him do anything else.
Well, I know last year was like a 50-50 split with him and ETN for the Jaguars, and then obviously they gave ETN the full reins by kicking Bigsby to the curb.
Bigsby's out there. He's a fourth running back on a team with championship aspirations, although the Eagles, that was a tough loss for them. But the Patriots are going to have to do something. They're going to have to do something, number one, because they're way too thin, and number two, because what they have isn't even really all that impressive yet. And I think Henderson can get better, sure. I'm not going to write him off after, you know, kind of schmeh start to the year, but so far it's been kind of a schmeh start to the year. If he's going to be your every down back, then you're going to be in trouble. You're going to need to have a running game. If you want Drake May to be able to go out and perform, you're going to need a running game to also lean on. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Let's go to the phones, and we'll start things off with our good friend Jake in Boston. Hello, Jake.
What's going on, Christian?
What's up, pal?
3 points here for you. 3 points. Number one, the last time we were this excited as a region about this football team, you were sitting here tied for the best record in the AFC, heading into a bye week, and what happened? The team read into their own headlines and pretty much came out of that bye week and quit. That was 2021. This team should be 6-2.
Are you talking about after the wind game, Jake? Is that what you mean?
After the win game.
Yeah,
after
okay.
After the win game. Mm-hmm. Listen, you should be 6-2 in a month. If you're not, it is a failure of focus and concentration. That is Mike Vrabel's biggest challenge right now. Antonio Gibson, point two. You never want to say this because it looked awful last night and I was crushed for him. But his wife is such a social media distraction at this point where if he rehabs in Atlanta and gets her away from this team, that is a massive win. And I hate to say it. I want him to come back. His wife posted 7 times yesterday. She is a distraction.
Posted what?
What
if she posted on Instagram? Who cares?
Follow her on Instagram. You will see exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, I don't follow her on Instagram, Jake, so she's not a distraction for me. But anyway, what else you got?
She wants to be a star. Anyways, last point. Bill Belichick decided to spend a bye week in Nantucket before Carolina got waxed 35-3 in the first half, to the point where Dabo Sweeney called off the dogs. He spent a bye week. In his first week in a job, or first bye week in a job, he is out of his depth on going to Nantucket. Do you think any Division I head coach, much less one in the Power 5 conference, would do that? We are starting to see questions down there about whether there should be some criminal investigation, because this is taxpayer abuse at this point. TB Belichick's getting paid $1.3 billion to do what?
Billion dollars? That's a lot. I didn't think it was a billion, but he is getting paid a lot of money. And also, did you see how nice the weather was this weekend? If I had a place in Nantucket, I'd have been there. I'd have been there all weekend. Are you kidding me? It was beautiful. I bet he had the boat out. I bet he was fishing. I bet he was having a blast. Because I'll tell you what, the rest of this season has been awful for him. Awful for him. It's really, really bad. And the story today, where he wasn't letting the social media people post about Drake May, and then they were like, "Yeah, actually, here's one right now." That was so bad. Oh boy,
he says 6-2 by the end of the month.
6-2. They're 3-2 right now. So they got New Orleans, Tennessee, Cleveland, Atlanta, Tampa, they could be 7-3. I mean, you know, the Jets after that, the Bengals, the Giants without Neighbors. By the time we get to the bye week, they could be, it's 13 weeks, they could be, I mean.
Don't you dare set those expectations so high.
They be 9-4 at that point? Could they? New Orleans, win. Tennessee, win. Cleveland, win. Atlanta, I think they can win. Carolina beat Atlanta 30-0. Tampa, I think they lose to Tampa. Tampa's good. The Jets suck. The Bengals, come on. The Giants just got waxed by the Saints. We get to the bye week, this team can have 9 wins. I'm not kidding. If they turn into a pumpkin next week and go to New Orleans and, you know, party on Bourbon Street too hard or something, then yeah, sure. I mean, listen, you could all blow up. But what that game did, I think not only energized the fan base, but gave the players on this team the type of confidence that guys who have been here for a year or two just have no clue about. You know, it's not like the Patriots are a perennial loser. They're not the Cleveland Browns. But they just had 2 straight 4-win seasons. They were morphing into losers. They were, for 2 years, they were losers. At the end of Bill Belichick, that awful Gerard Mayo year, and now they're not losers. They're 3-2. This is the best start they've had since what? Since 2019 when they started 8-0? I mean, that was obviously better, but it's the best start since then, I think. To have 3 wins at this point in the season, I don't think there's another one. So, yeah. I mean, you got expectations. I'm pumping them up. That's the type of game that raises expectations, and not just from people like me. Go click on Twitter if you haven't been online today. All right, you can go up and down. You type in Drake May. You type in the Patriots. It is universal gushing everywhere. Rex Ryan gushing about Mike Vrabel. Do we have that, by the way? Rex Ryan's on there. He does not want to give the quarterback any credit, but he does want to give Mike Vrabel a ton of credit. Listen.
The most impressive thing wasn't Drake May to me. It was Mike Vrabel. This football team, look at the difference he's already had on this football team. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's night and day. Night and day. They actually play defense now. All right? They got rookies all over the damn place. The whole left side of the line is rookies. Mm-hmm. You got to be killing them. Well, not so much. All right, I'm telling you, the difference, it's him. It's him.
All right. I don't know if I completely agree with that, but I appreciate the argument, and I think he's making some good points. There are a lot of rookies on that team. There's a lot of guys in the trenches in particular, which is where Mike Vrabel said he wanted to build the team from the inside out. And so far, I think they've done a pretty good job with that. The offensive line's way better than I expected, and the defensive line has done good getting pressure on guys. They didn't sack Allen a lot last night. But they certainly made him uncomfortable, and they got him out on the run, and they had those big fat guys chasing him all over the place, and I appreciate that. I appreciate a big fat daddy running around like that trying to chase down a big dude like Josh Allen. And they did get him the one time. I was happy when they finally sacked him. I was happy for those guys because they were working hard out there. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We don't have a lot of time. We will have a much more thorough breakdown of everything this means for the Patriots tomorrow. We'll also have a lot more with the Red Sox and their end of the season press conference today, which had some interesting quotes, which we'll get to, and do all of that probably tomorrow. We're going to stick with just Patriots today, and we're going to close things off with, I don't want to say like turd in the punch bowl type takes, but as much of a party as it's been here since last night, since this win, since everything sort of happened in the way that it did all day long here, just a couple of things to be wary about. And again, reasons to feel confident and feel good about this team, but some pitfalls to just be aware of because we've seen it before. We've seen it before with other teams recently here in New England, other quarterbacks, other coaches, things to watch out for. We'll get to that next.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I wasn't even sure Stephon Diggs would be on the field at this point, and now he's got consecutive weeks with 100 yards, 146 yards last night, caught 10 of 12 balls thrown his way. Have you been honestly pleasantly surprised with what he's brought to the table coming off such a major injury?
You know what? I think just by the way he works and the way he loves ball, you know, I'm really not surprised. I think he comes in here and his mindset from the time we signed him was, yeah, I want to be ready to go, you know, week one. And he's just been continuing to, you know, get better and better and keeps, you know, looking better and better, you know, out there on the field and just get more and more comfortable. And he's a, you know, great player. So it's fun to have him out there with us.
Drake May on WEEI Afternoons. What a connection already with him and Diggs. I really hope that this is something that is sustainable this year. And I also, more than that, hope that whatever the future is with Diggs here in this team, and I hope it, you know, if he continues to stay healthy and produce and, you know, has a good connection with Drake May, I see no reason to move on from him. Keep a guy like that around, there'd be no reason not to. But I hope that in the future and, you know, beyond the Steph Diggs era here, assuming that Drake May sticks around for a long, long time, that the powers that be recognize what a guy like that means to a young quarterback. And I know Drake May is only going to be a young quarterback for so long, but just philosophically, I feel like the Patriots really kind of lost the plot with all that, with, well, we don't need good wide receiver. We don't need to have that. We shouldn't spend extra for that. That's not an important thing. That's not what a winning team needs. You know, like, it just became sort of this pathos almost. You know, well, that's the way it is. That's the way Bill did it. He didn't spend big on wide receivers. He got Randy Moss for a fourth-round pick and, you know, like stuff like that. It was never we're going to go out here and sign, like, the top guy at top money at wide receiver. And that's not what happened here either. But he didn't want to go for certain types of play, you know, like diva wide receivers. That was always sort of a no-no. And I just hope that in the year of our Lord 2025 and beyond, we all recognize that the way the game is now, you need players like that. You just need them. You need playmakers, a wide receiver. You have to have them and have them established as well, especially when you're talking about a young, developing quarterback in his very formative stages. Real quick, just because Jake brought it up, I wanted to see what Antonio Gibson's wife Instagram was like. And it is about as unoffensive as I've ever seen. It's really, there's one video of her and she's dancing in the driveway saying, "Patriots win. This is my victory dance. Thank you for all your prayers for my husband and our family. We're so blessed to be a part of this team and family. I had the celebration prepared in my draft, so here it is."
Oh, wow. Yeah, wow.
Jake reading into social media that's not true? I am so surprised.
I don't see anything offensive about any of this. I'm sorry. I just don't. There's, like, little skits she does, and she's trying to design people's clothes and, like, game day fits and stuff like that, which there's a lot of, I think, players' wives who do stuff like that. I don't see, I had no idea what's so distracting or what's so bothersome about that. I'm going to follow her. I find her... her posts.
Just like follow her in spite.
I don't even follow him. I don't even follow Antonio Gibson. I don't follow a lot of athletes. I always
follow
like
both of them in spite.
You follow them all. It's like, all right. But yeah, I think I might follow her. Anyways, one thing I wanted to just say real quick, and not to be the turd in the punch bowl, because I am very happy about this win, and I'm extremely excited for what the next couple of weeks can bring. Here's the only thing I would say, is that the Patriots need to be grounded in all of this. They're still a very young team that can sometimes mean a bit of an immature team. They're a team that, you know, may, even though it's very quick into the season and the first time they've experienced any real success here, it could be the type of thing where you look at the schedule and you see the Saints and you see the Titans, and boy, you don't think Mike Vrabel didn't see those Titans? You don't think that's circled for him? You get a little puffed up there. You start feeling yourselves a little bit. I think this Patriots team has the tools to be a playoff contender. I don't know if they're a playoff team yet, but they have the tools and the ability to be a playoff contender. And I think they will be. Beating Buffalo like that, unless things go horribly awry, if they can stay on track, which is the job, by the way, of Mike Vrabel, to be able to do that, you have to be able to look at this stretch coming up here and take care of business. Because after the bye week, you got Buffalo, Baltimore, New York, and Miami, which, again, they're not very good, but that's two division games. And two teams that I would imagine by that time, the Buffalo, we know where Buffalo is going to be. Baltimore is probably going to be leading that division too, okay? By that time, by the time we get to week 16.
I don't know. 1-4?
1-4, I know, but I don't think that they're going to suck all year. So far, they do kind of suck. But, I mean, Jackson didn't even play yesterday. It was Cooper Rush. He comes back, and that team's going to be, I think, right back where they need to be. Either way, you know, maybe I'll be wrong. And by then, you know, Rush is still playing, and the Ravens are a layup. But that, to me, I mean, two division games, one on the road, Buffalo, three division games, because you got Buffalo, too. So three division games, including against Buffalo, Baltimore, those four games, if the season comes down to that, you're going to want to be in the driver's seat. And you can be there. You can absolutely be there. You can absolutely be there. You can be a 9-win team by the time you get to the bye week, if things go well, if things go right. And listen, it's the NFL. Nothing ever goes the way you think it's going to go. But that is, I think, attainable now. I think that's absolutely attainable. And I'm not some big Patriots honk, all right? I picked them for 6 wins. And I am abandoning that right now. I've seen enough. I think this is a team that can contend. And now they just got to continue to do it and not get caught up in stuff like, oh, we're good, we're going to roll over New Orleans, or, oh, it's a big revenge game against Tennessee, we got to pull out all the stops, and then you start making bad decisions. Things like that. Overlooking a team like Cleveland with that defense. You know, there's pratfalls, there's pitfalls, not pratfalls, pitfalls that you can land in. And you want to try and avoid them.
Don't you think that kind of starts with Diggs? I mean, the energy last night he gave in a quote-unquote revenge game with Buffalo, like, that has to be sustained.
Sure. Absolutely it does. He has to be able to go out there and keep doing that. But against Carolina, he gave you the 100-yard game there, too. So I think there's no reason to expect that he won't. No reason to expect that unless, you know, something health-related. Or, and this is another thing here, the Patriots, as great as the offense looked, has now become sort of, I don't want to say one-dimensional team, but it was really all May and Diggs. That was basically it. You know, those guys were connecting. Those guys were moving the ball. Those guys were picking up first downs. Those guys were getting in the red zone. That was how you move the ball. That was how you got your big chunk plays. That's who May looked to when he was out of other options. Teams are going to start recognizing that. Teams are going to put additional attention onto Steph Diggs and force Drake May to make somebody else beat them. And then that's going to be, you know, the next challenge here for Josh McDaniels, the next phase of the offense. You found something that works here. But now you're going to have to continue to develop this quarterback, this offense, and everything else. You hear the music. You hear Hank Williams because they don't play this anymore. Now it's Snoop Dogg and Chris Stapleton. But it's Monday Night Football coming your way next here on WEEI. I'm Christian Arcand. This is the Christian Arcand Show. Tomorrow night we'll have our first four-hour show in about a month. See you, Joe.
Get it on tonight.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.